5 days of waiting. To the Legion Knight, they had seemed interminable.
Yet wait I shall. I have surmounted daunting obstacles, survived perilous setbacks, faced danger, and prevailed. I have seized the commanding heights. I have the autofactory and an army of combat mechs and an impregnable position. Such successes are a vindication of the principles of convergence and a mere foretaste of what is to come. When the Legion returns, victory will be a foregone conclusion. Patience is all that I require.
Yet patience eluded him. He examined the feeds from the in-flight surveillance drones currently scanning areas of the coastal region from high-altitude trajectories. These flyers were a recent development, born out of a need to regain a strategic edge due to the increased effectiveness of the human irregulars. Less than a day after he had taken control of Giant Shoulder, his sensors picked up a ship entering orbit, then a smaller craft descending to land somewhere in the mountains to the west. Since then, the human rebels had carried out several attacks against his lookout positions and patrols, resulting in the destruction or disabling of nearly a dozen combat mechs. The new flyers were designed to scan the vicinity of Giant Shoulder, watch for anomalies, and to track any visible creatures. Abrupt changes in their location could indicate the presence of humans. And since the Brulturan defense batteries were operational and linked to a cluster of sensor nodes, those flyers were in no danger. After the shuttle's descent 4 days ago, the main vessel had shifted its orbit well south of the human colony. The skies were clear of threats, yet near space was not. Sensor data from last night revealed that a battle involving 4 vessels had taken place beyond high orbit and ranged over a considerable area. One was the ship that had dropped off the shuttle, while the other 3 were unknown. The sensors did record a sharp burst of energies after the conflict strayed away to an occluded quarter of the night sky, and from fragmentary comm signals, the Legion Knight deduced that the energies came from the destruction of an Isgara mercenary ship, and that 2 of the other vessels were from the Imisil Mergents.
So, the Imisil have allowed themselves to be drawn into direct confrontation with the hegemony. When the full might of the Legion of Avatars erupts from the warp well and begins filling up the night with their glittering ranks, perhaps those bitter enemies will find themselves forced to band together against us like walls of mud against a tide of steel. Defeat will follow defeat for them, and soon they will realize the futility of opposing us. Convergence works with us. Its rich, inexorable strength is ours. We can only triumph.
Resting within the armored autofactory, the Legion Knight felt reassured by his thoughts, even though he knew that the future was always in flux. Even though the loss of his 2 scions to the warp well had diminished and eroded his cognitive conjectural capacity, now placed under increased strain by demanding thought processes. The autofactory had repaired and enhanced the physical shell of his existence, as well as its innumerable systems, but his neural pathways bore the scars of passing time, the entropy of millennia wearing away the underpinnings of his mind, atom by atom.
But with the return of the Legion will come my renewal and rejuvenation.